In Northwest News on KPLU, all this week we've been talking about Washington state tax breaks benefiting big lobbies or big industries like aerospace or agriculture. But the big guys aren't the only beneficiaries. KPLU's Ashley Gross and Kyle Stokes continue their week-long series, Where's the Dough?, with a look at a few tax breaks that help out the little guys.
So, Kyle, tax breaks for the little guy?
Yes.
Where should we start?
I thought we'd start, Ashley, with beer.
Beer.
Yeah, beer. Washington cuts a big break in the state's beer tax to microbreweries for the first 60,000 barrels they make. And that's a threshold even some big craft brewers aren't even close to. Fremont, Mac and Jack's, Elysian, or Hales Ales Brewery in Seattle, where a brewer is dumping a bucket of hops into a giant brew kettle. Manager Phil O'Brien says at 12,000 barrels a year, Hales Ales isn't all that big.
We use the best quality ingredients and get them at the least favorable purchasing options because we're so small.
So the tax break does make a difference when you belly up to a bar or go to the grocery store and compare beer prices.
But wait, Kyle, is that really helping the little guy? I mean, I guess we pay a little less for good beer, but beer is a business. Are there any exemptions that serve more of a societal good?
Yeah, I guess so. There's one that lowers property taxes for widows and widowers of disabled veterans, another that exempts public housing from property taxes. And here's another one. Summer camps for disabled people.
I mean, I wouldn't even think anybody knew about that, you know?
Former state rep Pete Kremen can explain that one. Back in 1995, the Linden Lions Club came to him. They ran a summer camp for special needs kids and adults. The camp was not-for-profit, leasing public property, but they still had to pay this tax on their lease.
It really struck me as being really unfair. And, like, what are you guys thinking?
So the Bellingham Democrat wrote a bill that would eventually change the law.
So how much does this exemption set us back?
Well, for this camp, plus four others, state and local, just under $600,000.
That is not a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I guess it's not. But, I mean, Ashley, we haven't even gotten to the big one yet.
Oh, you're right. The big one.
Yeah. Do you want to, like, go take a look?
All right. Let's check it out.
I had a feeling we'd wind up here.
Yeah, so here is a grocery store, specifically Central Co-op on Capitol Hill. And every time you, and I mean you, right now listening to this, every time you end up at a grocery store, you end up benefiting from one of the biggest tax exemptions in Washington state. It's the sales tax exemption on food. It costs the state more than $1 billion a year, and you benefit from it every time you check out. Alicia Goodwin just swiped her credit card at the register for about $26. She would have paid another $247 in sales tax if it weren't for the state's exemption.
But then does it matter that I don't think food should be taxed? So I don't even think of it as an exemption.
In fact, most states don't charge sales tax on food, but Goodwin still worries Washington's tax system is hard on the poor.
I am totally willing to pay more tax if I felt like the system itself was fair. I just think the less money you have, the less tax you should pay, and the more money you have, the more tax you should pay.
Washington state's tax system depends on sales tax revenue, but we directly benefit from exemptions that limit the state's revenue. We don't charge sales taxes on food, on prescription drugs, or gas for our cars. And those exemptions, that's maybe $2.5 billion a year for schools or roads or hospitals, but we will feel it.
But on the other hand, if you end tax exemptions for businesses, we could end up feeling that too.
What a lot of academics will tell you about taxes is that ultimately people pay taxes.
That's regional economist Dick Conway. And by people, he means individuals, households, you and me. Think of a business like a hardware store. If we raise the taxes that the state charges that hardware store, it takes very little for that store to just raise their prices.
They're competing with other local businesses, and they kind of look at each other and they see a tax coming, and they kind of look at each other and say, I'll just pass it on to the customer. Won't make me any worse off competitively. Nobody will probably even know the difference.
On the other hand, take a giant company like Boeing. They have options. States are clamoring to host their next factory. They sell all over the world. Conway says the fear is if you end tax breaks for them, they either won't be able to compete with Airbus or they'll just move jobs away.
Jeez, it's like a no-win scenario.
Right.
Okay, so Ashley, what about Alicia Goodwin's idea? Just totally remake our current tax system.
I would completely pay an income tax if I could have less of a sales tax, for example.
How about that? Would that work?
Well, I'll get into that question and why it hasn't happened, if it ever could happen, with two state lawmakers tomorrow. I'm Ashley Gross.
And I'm Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.